Welcome back to AM 1170's Between the Lines program. A firefighter was killed. At least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion leveled at least two buildings in Sun Prairie last night. Another firefighter suffered critical injuries after fire crews arrived to investigate a gas leak in downtown Sun Prairie about 6:30 last night. Brendan Burmeister lives about a block away from where the explosion occurred, and he joins us this morning. And Brendan, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program, and I know you haven't gotten any sleep yet, but going back to last night, you were home at the time?
Yeah, no, I haven't slept yet. Still pretty rattled.
All right.
I was home at the time, yes. I was actually just woke up from a nap, and somebody knocked at my door, and then I went to see who it was, and nobody was there. And so I got up, walked into the kitchen. As I was looking out the window, saw a whole parade of people running in the opposite direction, and I could kind of hear people screaming and saying, gas leak, gas leak. And then right after that, an explosion went off, and I mean, it shook the whole building. So much to the fact where I actually hit the floor, and then my cats went running, my dog went running, and I was confused trying to figure out if it was in the restaurant below where I live, because I live above a restaurant, or if it was, you know, nearby. But it was such a force that it shattered the windows in the hallway, and I mean, it was just a freaky experience.
Well, I mean, this shows you how dangerous gas leaks can be, but gas leaks happen all the time. There, I would say, in the city of Fond du Lac, we get two, three, maybe even more of these every year where a contractor accidentally strikes a gas main. The fire department arrives. The energy company shuts off the gas. They evacuate the surrounding homes. And 99% of the time, nothing happens. But in this case, you mentioned you looked outside after the gas main had been struck, and you saw people running and kind of freaking out. And was there something different about this one?
They were in the middle of, I guess, We Energies got the call, and they called the EMTs and the firefighters. Firefighters were still in the middle of trying to evacuate the buildings. I assume that's who knocked on my door, but they didn't stick around long enough to tell me what was going on. So, you know, not knock and run. So, but you know, I had no clue. But yeah, they were still in the process, and they've actually gone on record and said on other news programs they were still in the process of searching all the buildings and trying to evacuate when the explosion happened. So, they were doing their job, and they were on top of things. They had people a block away, and then they were moving people even further away. When I actually ran out, I ran out with my dog. I grabbed my dog first, ran out, and luckily my vehicle was parked on the other side of my building, so it was kind of sheltered from where things were hitting, so there was no damage in my vehicle. So I drove down the block where I saw everybody else. There was a couple police officers trying to get people to move back. So I actually drove down there and parked my vehicle about two blocks away. It was about a block and a half away, and the building way back there had windows that got destroyed, which was pretty crazy because it was really far away from where the explosion happened. I actually have a friend, too, that was literally, he lives right across the street from the bar house, which is the building that blew up, and he had actually talked to one of the firefighters, asked him what was going on because he was trying to get home from work to get his dog out of his building, and he actually walked back around the corner of his building right as everything went up as well. So he was stuck there kind of covered in debris and whatnot, but he was okay. He still can't get his dog out. They've evacuated, and they wouldn't let him back in his building. So there's still a lot of people who have pets still stuck, so I'm kind of glad I got mine out in time.
How loud was the explosion, and how loud was it, and what did it feel like?
I want to say if you were at 4th of July fireworks, but you were actually standing where the people were lighting off the fireworks instead of where you normally sit to watch them, it was just loud. I mean, and mortar shells, it kind of sounded like, you know. And the building just shook. I mean, I don't know if I fell because of the shaking of the building or if I just fell because I was startled, but there were some other reports that I read of some people that were in their homes and they got hit, thrown to the floor too, so. Who knows at that point, but I know my windows in the hallway got blown in. So it's, yeah, it was just a vibrating, scary feeling. You know, I almost felt like it was downstairs and it was coming up, and I just ran. So
wow.
Took off, got the dog out, and then I smelled the gas on my way out. And then once I got the dog safe in the car, I locked the dog in the car, turned the AC on real quick, and I ran back in for my cats while I still could. Nobody had quarantined my area yet because we were over a block. So ran back in and I got the cats. Somehow I found them. I don't know how I found them, but I was, you know, they were hiding. I found them, threw them in a cat carrier, and I inhaled some gas fumes on the way in there. So the gas was in my building as well, pretty significant. And when I got out, I was coughing and throwing up quite a bit, just, you know, kind of struggling to breathe a little bit. But after about 10 or 15 minutes, I was fine. So I took the pets to my friend's house, and we've been evacuated since. And it's been kind of a nightmare.
Brendan, you knew the firefighter who died in the explosion?
I did, yes. We were actually friends. We did work together as well. So,
oh man, I'm sorry about that. Authorities haven't named him, and I know his name has been posted on Facebook, but tell the listeners about him.
Just a great guy, stand-up guy. Held many hats. He was a firefighter. Owned a local business. Was also a realtor. You know, just did a lot of things to just get ahead in the world. And just an all-out great guy. Never had a bad word to say about the guy. Anyone that met him and knew him, same thing. You know, he was just one of those guys that got along with everybody. Leaves behind a very young family as well, so we're all praying for them. He had two young daughters as well, so it's just, like I said, I haven't slept yet. I'm still shook about this whole thing, and just losing him too adds to it all. We've had a working relationship for a number of years, so it's really hard.
Have fire officials given you any indication when you're going to be able to go back to your apartment?
No, I don't really know who to even really talk to besides, you know, staying glued to, Channel 3000, Facebook, and, you know, all those. But as far as this morning, since I haven't slept yet, I've been watching all the news conferences. They just did one this morning about 6:30, and they said it might be a day, it might be two. Good news is YMCA and a bunch of other local places like the high school are opening up for people if they need to come and stay there, take showers. I know YMCA opened up their daycare. Because there's a local daycare literally a couple houses away from where the explosion was that, people depend on. So the community has really come through. A lot of local businesses as well, like the pizza places, McDonald's, Culver's, all those places have sent, you know, bottles of water, sent food to the people that are working, food to the people that are displaced from their homes and everything. My main concern is the animals that I know that are still trapped there, and if there's, you know, any gas poisoning involved, I'm kind of worried for some of my friends who had to leave their homes and couldn't get their pets out. I know the firefighters aren't going back in to get them, and I know they have a big job to do, but I'm really hoping that, you know, something happens there where they can go back in and get those pets, because that's got to be heartbreaking for them too. They don't know what's going on, you know.
Brendan, I'll get you out on this. Now that several hours have passed, and I know you're kind of running on, I would imagine, just running on fumes right now, and hopefully you'll be able to get some sleep today, but what's going through your mind that this took place? Does it seem real?
Doesn't seem real yet. Still kind of feels like a dream. I guess it really started to feel real when my cell network was kind of going up and down, because I had so many incoming calls and texts and Facebook messages. Just from tons of people that I know that know that I worked at the bar, that know that I, you know, handled the entertainment at the bar. They knew I lived in the area. And I couldn't write back to them right away to let them know I was okay. So, I mean, it took me at least an hour and a half until my network was back up where I could actually post on Facebook that I was all right. So, very overwhelming. I'm glad people cared about me and worried. But, yeah, it just doesn't feel real, man. I'm just still running on adrenaline. It's nuts. It's a very sad time, and it's gas. I mean, this could happen to anyone at any time, and they wouldn't even know it's coming unless they smelled it. You know, that's the scary part. It can happen anywhere. And we just learned that today in Sun Prairie. But we're rallying, and we're trying to make a comeback here. So hopefully we can do that. I know that everyone else that was injured and went to the hospital, they're all going to be okay. So luckily there's no other fatalities that we know of right now. So.
Right. All right. Well, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of all of the victims and, of course, the family of the firefighter who lost his life in this explosion. Brendan, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program this morning. Hopefully you can get some sleep today. Brendan Burmeister lives just a block away from where the explosion in Sun Prairie occurred. Brendan, thanks again.
Thank you, Greg.